A change is going to take place in your life right now. Begin to prophesy over it. I declare over you, my sister, the hand of God upon you. Because even before you were born, thought of, in your mother's womb, God saw you and he had a plan for your life. The devil may seek to come, seek to destroy. But God says, when the devil has come in, he says, like a flood, I have risen a standard against him. God says, you are protected. And God says that as we declare his blood, the blood of Jesus over your life, everything that he has promised you is sealed in your life. And the devil shall not have a hold in your life. I declare it even now. Strongholds are broken right now in the name of Jesus. Broken in the name of Jesus. What the devil has sought to do in your life today, God has destroyed. God has destroyed. God has destroyed. And God says, even those things that you have done and you thought were so and the work that God has called you to do, he has empowered you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke right now every hold of the enemy as I lay my hands upon my sister, just like Peter says, what I have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up, my sister. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a clap of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, just I just feel now. Steve, can you please come? God bless you. Thank you for that testimony. The anointing of God is right here. It's right here. We're going to pray for you, Steve. Steve mentioned something. Is it already fine? Yeah, mentioned to Pastor Tolu that he's expecting to go into hospital and that he might be away because of the severity of his operation. He could be away for about a year. Our God is a healer. Do you believe that? Just like my God has healed my sister. He's healed so many. I totally believe in the healing power of God. I totally believe in that. I've seen God heal from cancer and blindness. God can do this. God can do this. We serve a mighty God. We sang it this morning. What a mighty God we serve. I believe with all my heart that God is able to heal you, my brother. Raise your hand, Steve. Again, the church is going to declare upon him. Yetanama. In the name of Jesus. Come on, church. Declare it now. We're not praying this morning that God is going to heal him. We are declaring that he's healed in the name of Jesus. We are declaring as children of God with power and authority. We are declaring in the name of Jesus. I rebuke that demon of sickness over you. I rebuke that demon of sickness over you. And I rebuke you, demon, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Steve. In the mighty name of Jesus, I set you free. Free now. Free now. Free now. Free now. Free now. Free now. of the Lord is right here to heal. The presence of the Lord is right here to heal. The presence of God is right here to heal. Healing is taking place right now. Healing is taking place right now. God is moving upon people right now. Emotions, your inside. I need you now to put your hands on the area where the pain is, where the problem is, where the infirmity is. If you can reach it, put your hands upon it. God is about to heal you right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, where every hand is laid right now, every hand is laid in the name of Jesus. I am commanding healing in the name of Jesus. Your throat must be healed in Jesus' name. Your throat must be healed in Jesus' name. Your back must be healed. Pain in your back must go. In the name of Jesus, I command pain, loosen up, loosen, loosen. In the name of Jesus, strengthen up. Years ago, you should not be carrying it anymore. I want you to stand right here. Just stand right here. If you're in pain, whatever pain you're in, don't be afraid. I know there are people in here in pain because God has said it.
Yeah, my old son,
in your mind or in your body. Just standing that line. Something is gonna happen right now. The pain that you've been in is gonna leave you in your mind, in your body. It's gonna leave you. It's gonna leave you. I know there's some more people. Come, more people. There's more people. Come on, stand in that line. God is gonna remove all pain from you. Yeah, God.
Things. You will do great things in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout of praise. Come on, come on, come on. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Lord, I seal everything with your blood. Every healing is sealed with the blood of Jesus.
God, in this place. Thank you, Lord, for your presence right here. Thank you for church, God. Thank you, Lord, for your body. I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, with every authority that I have, in the name of Jesus, every hand that's raised, Lord, for somebody else, in the name of Jesus, I am declaring breakthrough in whichever form it wants to take. Lord, I declare it out of this house in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap up to God and give him praise.
that again as a declaration.
He's touched me.
He's touched somebody.
He touched me.
And all the joy.
And all that joy that fills my
religion. And you see, religion is man-made, they plan, they have them title and whatever they plan to do, they come and them do their thing. But we are children of Christ, we led by the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, for who don't know me, I'm Brother Paul. I don't worry about titles. I worship in New Testament in Leighton, where I work with Pastor on Wednesday. And I'm one of the family. So receive me as your family.
Amen.
I'm your brother.
Amen.
You are my sister.
Amen.
You are my brother. And you see, sometimes when the anointing kick in, the Jamaican kick out. Because that's where I'm from. And I just be myself. I don't want to be pastor. I have to be me. I don't want to be my great man of God here. I want to be me. So I flow according to how the Holy Spirit led. You see, I didn't get my PhD at Bible school. I get it in my living room. And my PhD is to preach, to heal, and to cast out demons. That is my PhD. To make disciples wherever I go. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about him. It's not about us. Pastor, the time is going fast. You know, Jesus, man, didn't give it to me. He appeared in my living room. And he called me. And he said, Paul, I call you as I call Paul the apostle. And after he speak to me, I walk away from him. And he called me back. And he said, open your mouth. And he breathed into me. And he said, no, go and preach the gospel. So you see, I didn't get it from man. So no need to jealous. What Christ wants is the heart.
Amen.
That's what he works with. All of us have a place in the kingdom.
Amen.
He works with the heart. And the devil trying from Wednesday for me not to get here, because he trying to give me that flu symptoms from Wednesday. But thank God that Pastor is a man that works in the spirit, and him start to speak the word and start to pray, and the anointing kick in and the body start to be vitalized, and flu have to go, sickness have to go, depression have to go when the anointing kick in. And the topic is fire in your bones. And what Pastor was talking about, fire. Who love fire? Oh my Lord, some of you like you don't love fire. Listen, preach with me, yeah? Let me go over here, so because I like people who love to praise God. Preach with me, preach with me, preach with me. Fire, turn the Bible to Matthew 3. He said we can read it without my glasses because my face is too wide for glasses. I got my glasses, but let me try. I indeed baptize, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, Christianity is a seed. You know, sometimes we preach and in church you have the three categories. You have the babe, you have the young man, and you have the fathers. Where John is writing to the church. And sometimes them say that preachers moving too fast. But you see, it's not about moving fast. When you have fire in your bones, when you have the anointing in you, when the anointing kicking, you can't help it but to move fast. But for the unlearners, the babe who is on milk and mashed potato and carrot juice, you see, they can work also, but you have to be hungry, because Christianity is a seed that grow, and it grow to maturity. And for you to get at that place, because we didn't born big, my brother. We born as a baby, so in the natural, in the spiritual. And as a baby, for you to grow, you have to eat. You have to pray for that milk. You have to pray for that caramel porridge. You have to pray for that mush, and you grow. It's the same in Christ. We have to grow in Christ, because we have to pray for the word. We have to get in our closet. We have to spend time in the word. And when we spend time in word and prayer, we will grow. Then we can say, yes, we are like the adult in Christ. We are like the fathers in Christ, because we are growing. So I'm going to take it down slowly, a little bit, that the babes can understand, those that are just growing in God. Be hungry for righteousness. Be hungry for holiness. Be hungry for the word of God. Be thirsty for the word of God. You know, when you eat the natural food, you only want so much. But thank God that when you eat the word of God, as Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that been preserved out of the mouth of God. My God, my God, you cannot be too thirsty. You cannot be too hungry. I speak like David in Psalms 63, when he said, my God, my heart be yearned for you as a dear heart pampered for the water brook. So my heart pampered for you. My God, Jesus said, don't live by food alone, but by every word. My God. You see, when you're hungry for the word, because it's not about us. It's not about our education. It's not about our ability. It's not about how well we speak. It's about the anointing. Because we are living a serious time. Mighty, my God, where sickness and diseases, where church is everywhere, where oppression and depression is taking over, my God, people, if the church is at that reign, who can we help? If the world is crying out, you know, I have a discussion last week at my church, and I was talking about, after service, we went downstairs, and, you know, if I don't get depressed, And the topic was, in that service, what caused stress? And if I ever do stress, I'm going to tell you what stresses me. It's when people of God, I don't stress. Because I said in that meeting, that stress, I was on the panel. And when they come to me, them said, what is stress? Some said, it's like, we already know what you're going to say. Because you always talk about the word. But I can't help it. It's not about the word, it's about us. And pastor, I said, I don't stress. Because it's a choice. And if I ever get stressed, this is what will stress me. It's to know people of God who want to compromise when they come to the word of God. I want to bring in other class when they come to the word of God. Because I said, stress is a choice. It is a choice, just like if I hate you, I love you. It's a choice for me to love you, to hate you. I didn't say that stress is not dear, because it's a devil. Stress is dear. But what I'm saying is, if you stress, normally when people are frustrated and down, they come to the church. So what I'm saying is, if you stress, and you come to me, and when you come to me, the church, for help, you realize he's stressed, she is stressed, he is stressed, she is stressed. No, always be the strong that help the weak. So if everybody's stressed out, then who help who? What I'm saying is, we have to get to that place in life that we speak as our Father. We have to get to that place that says, stress, I reject you. I'm not saying that it's not, but we have to get to that place that says, frustration, I reject you, because it's a spirit, and we are like our Heavenly Father, which is turned darkness into light, and stress is darkness, and the word is light, and when we put the word into that situation, they have to turn into light. We have to get to that place where the world must want what we have, rather than the church is running to the world. We have to get to that place, because yet they know that the church has the answer. And if the church has the answer, and they come and they realize that the church don't have the answer, what help? Get to the word. The word has the answer. The word is quick. The word is sharp, and the word is powerful. And when you have the word, as the Bible declares here, I baptize you with water, but there is one on the horizon coming who is greater than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. When you have fire shut up in your bones, when you have fire in your hands to lay them on the sick and they recover, when you have fire in your belly, you will flow like river of living waters. When you have fire in your feet, you will trample upon serpent, snake, and scorpion, and nothing by any means can hurt you. When you have fire in you, your marriage will work well. When you have fire in you, your job situation will be sorted out. When you have the fire in you, every oppression, every depression that the enemy show, when you have the fire in you,
hallelujah,
the outside force only can look and say, look at that woman of destiny. Look at that man of Zion. Look at that woman of greatness. Because you got heaven inside you. Greater is he that is in us than all the stress that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than all the depression that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than all the sickness and the poverty that is in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Instead of our worry, we must speak to ourselves. We must chart our course with the word of God and separate our environment with the word of God. All we need is the word in our spirit.
Amen.
It's the word that we need. That's what we need. The word of God. Amen. Jeremiah said, he was getting weary with Jeremiah. But he said, my God, I will not speak anymore in his name. I will not mention anymore is in his name. But his word been shutting up in my bones. I was weary. I was weary of holding it back. I was weary. I was weary of holding it back. I cannot hold it back because the word of God is fire, 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 fire in my bones. Arthritis, you gotta go because the word is fire in my bones. Strokes, you gotta go because the fire is in my bones. The fire, the word is fire in my bones. So every diabetes, every arthritis, every deafness, every blindness, you got to go because I got fire, fire shut up in my bones. I got it in my blood. I got it in my bones. You know, in Joshua 1 verse 8, it said, "The book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth." You see, this Christian walk, it's not for the quietly. No, no, no. It's not for the quietly. It's not. It's for the talkers. This Christianity is for the talkers. Joshua 1 verse 8. "This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. But when I meditate therein, day and night." How do I meditate? He said it wouldn't. Shall not depart out of your mouth. So what do you meditate? Not keeping your mouth closed. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I fear? The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I'm a man of destiny. I'm taking down every mountain. I'm tearing down oppression and depression because the word of God is working in me. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. My God, his chastisement of his peace is upon me. And by his stripes I am healed. I am healed. I am blessed in my laying down. I am blessed in my rising up. I am blessed in my going out. I am blessed in my coming in. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. He's given his angel charge over me. No evil will not come near my dwelling, neither no plague. 1,000 will fall at my side, and 10,000 at thy right, but it will not come near me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him I trust. My God, my God." That's the way the book of the law shall say in your mouth. And when you keep saying it, at that time when you get up, you may feel down, you may feel weak, you may feel some symptoms, but my God, when you sit on your chair and you begin to say it, and you begin to whisper it, you find out that the anointing, it starts from your ankle up to your waist, and it starts from your waist up to your stomach, and it starts from your stomach up to your mouth. And when you begin to speak it, every darkness, every outside force have to go. My God, have to go, because the word is in your mouth. The word of God is in your mouth. You got fire in your bones. You got fire in your bones. You got fire in your bones. We live by the word. We are sons and daughters because we play by a different set of rules. We live by the word. You know, sometimes we can feed very well. Sometimes we have even 4 meals instead of 3 a day. Sometimes we have 4 meals and with overtime because before we go to bed, we must have some sweet biscuit and a cup of Milo. So we already have 4 meals, but this is the one just in case if we tell me wrong in the night, just in case, in order to no harm. Did it say day drink or night drink? Well, it's a night drink, a Milo. So we have a cup of Milo with few crackers. And who don't have crackers and sweet biscuit? And then go out in bed. No wonder sometimes we dream how come run we don't. Because we've been eating so much. So in the natural, we fed very well. But when it comes to the word now, open the Bible, all along, I was fine. all along, spending time on the phone, watching program all along. What I'm saying is, after me finish, don't tell Pastor I don't want him back. Because it's true. And Pastor will have me back because it's true. And you only stern now, but you know you still love me. So we get to the word. I'm on the phone. Fine. I'm watching some of us watch so much soap that sometimes I don't know how to sort. Because we've been watching so much soap. And Pastor, I get to find out one thing. Thank God for technology. Because some bedroom, I don't need to go to their house. I'm on WhatsApp. And when they send me, they tell me where they at. Ah, so who have my number now? I'm gonna start sending some positive thing now. Yes, yes. Because I know what their Christianity like because by what they send me. So what happened is we're spending time on the phone, we're spending time watching television program. We're spending all that time. But soon as I get to the word, I didn't want to sleep. But soon as I get to the word, yawning. Because the enemy next door put tiredness on the eye. So we began to yawn. And two toes, bam, the phone ring. Opportunity to talk again. I need the word till later. Still never get that opportunity. He didn't say one shall not live by bread at all. So that means we must eat. And he give us technology. Because you see, Satan cannot create nothing. So what he do, he will tell when the Lord come out with technology, then he use it. So the phone, all this, I got my phone, I got my tablets. Somebody said, you need an iPhone. I said, but even the one I'm using, if you use the iPhone. So I don't need no iPhone because I need an iPhone. So I don't bother with no iPhone, I just with my ordinary phone. And the thing is, so much technology, and when if we don't be careful, it takes us from the word. Pastor, when you finish with me, just do this, yeah? It takes us from the word. So we have to find time for the word of God because that's how we grow. Amen. If you're big and strong in your body, big and strong spiritually, you know, some people see up to 25, 15 years and they can't give a good testimony. Yeah. You ask them to testify. It's the same thing. You know, my old church where we used to go, there's a wife and husband. He's a deacon. He said, I go there, go find him, and he's been saved most of the time. And he keeps saying, same old testimony. That he's so programmed that the wife saved him. As soon as he said, the wife starts saving him, and the wife finished it off for him, that he don't need to testify again. The same old, same old. My God, come on, man. Don't be stagnant. Move forward and upward in the name of Jesus. Eat up the word of God. Practice good things. Practice, program yourself with the word of God. Become addict with the word of God. And nothing come out of you but the word of God. You don't plan to say all these things, but because you are so righteous by speaking the word of God, because you are so clean, because the word of God make us clean. Jesus said you are clean by the word that been spoken unto you. You are washed by the word that been spoken unto you. You see, the thing is, I do not fit in here no more. Oh dear, oh in the world. I don't want to be one in and one out. No. I don't fit in no more in those company. I don't fit in those more in them kind of music. I don't fit in those more with them kind of alcohol. I'm being programmed with the things of God. I'm making progress in my life. I'm moving forward in my life. You see, it's not about braggadocious. Because if you want to call it braggadocious, fine, because I'm bragging for Jesus. I'm bragging with where he take me from. You see, I could have been dying a long time ago. Many times the enemy didn't want to take me out. So now, let me praise him. Leave me, let me glorify him. Leave me, let me praise him. Because I have a relationship with him. My God, if you want to have your sin. But all you do, don't be a sipping saint. Be a saint for Jesus Christ. If you want to listen to your music, leave, but don't try to convert me. where I'm coming from. Because I'm on a course that I must follow. I'm on a course that I must follow. I'm like the horse that wear the blanket, the blinkers. I do not look left. I do not look right. My focus is on my calling. And my calling is waiting for me. My calling is for me to preach the gospel. My calling is for me to cast out demons. My calling is for me to turn darkness into light. My calling is heaven is my home. So my God, don't try to bring me where I'm coming from. I do not fit here no more. Glory to God. I do not fit here no more. No, no, no. I'm not going to dictate to you. I'm not going to tell you what to listen to. I'm not going to tell you, my God, what to drink. You want to drink it? Drink it. You want to smoke it? Smoke it. But my God, when did it, that day, when the bell rang, that day, when heaven opened, what you going to tell the master? Give me one more chance. No, no, no. Salvation is now. It's now. It's now. It's now. It's now. It's now. Salvation is now. It's now. We want a church of people who we love and who we care for. And that's why we speak the word of God. We don't compromise it because we love people. That is our calling. We want some people, my God, they want to get angry with you. They want to get frustrated with you. Why? Because you're preaching the truth. But Jesus said, if I don't preach the truth, he will beat me. And I don't want it to beat me. I'd rather you talk me down. I'd rather you talk me down than Jesus beat me. I don't want it to beat me. No, I'm going to preach it. And if pastor don't have me back, Jesus will open another door. If pastor don't have me back, the world is bigger. My God, because he called me. He called me. No, it's not time for compromising. It's time to speak the truth. And we are speaking it in love. It's not about the word. Get to the word. Get to the word. So as I was saying, this is what frustrates me. When a born again, yet the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, you are, listen, under my word, if there is any man in Christ, you are a new creature. He said, the old things been passed away. So all them sickness being passed away. Amen. The generation curse being passed away. Amen. Nonsense. I don't curse. Either you're blessed or you're cursed. And I don't curse. As I did say before, and you hear me say it before, I do not curse. Because the doctor have them pretty word for it. And them pretty top. And they want to throw it at me when we go to the hospital. Because he said, if your father trouble with it, he said, that is my father's trouble, it's not mine. It's not my trouble. How should I talk about my father's trouble? Oh, you see, it's running the family. No, I'm not denying that. That it not run in the family. But I'm gonna run it out when I get saved. I'm gonna run it out. Because if any man be in Christ, he is new creature. So I'm a new creature, so I'm gonna run it out. No more in my family. No more in my children's family. Because I take on now the blood of Jesus. And there is no sickness in his blood. There is no problem in his blood. Glory to God. Pastor, you remember, give me the signal. Remember. So, how do we get there? How do we get there at that place? Listen, take heed to thy word. Take heed to thy word. We do not born big. You have to creep before you walk. So as the baby hungry for the milk, hungry for the potato, hungry for, when that kid say caramel porridge? Parish. Because you see what happened? There's something about Carmel Parish. Meaning of because of where we're sitting there, but there is something about Carmel Parish. It makes you build your muscle. When we used to give my little toddler, and when he have that bowl of Carmel Parish, he said, Dad, I'm strong. I said, yes, you're my boy. Right. Good food. Good food. So it's the same. You know, to the chemist, wherever, I get so much advice because the flu, my joints, them was sore, aches and pain, all these ribs. I said to my wife, I feel as like a dog, like I could beat me with a baseball bat. I feel like I could just drop and sleep without even kneel down to get in the bed. But what happened? So much tablets, this. I said, instead of I'm going to take these, what they call it, by the chemist, and medicine, what I already give even side effects. You take three tablets, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. And speak to the body. Until it turned into the chore. Three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. Rap, who love the young people? Who don't love to rap? Who don't care to rap this? Three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. The young people love to rap. Then you can bring your little in. I am from Dunwich. I am from Peckham. Three tablets, three times a day. Three tablets, three times a day. Just put something up. I said, I am from Eden Christian Center. I will take three tablets, three verses, three times a day. Three verses, three times a day. Mix it up because I don't love to rap. And when you find out, when you begin to do that, you take those three verses and you begin to speak over your body. I got the life of God in me. I got the life of God in me. The word of God is working in me. The word of God is working in me. The word of God vitalized my body. I'm being strong. I'm being strong. I'm being strong. I'm being strong. I'm making progress in my life. I'm moving forward in my life. I'm moving forward and upward only. Forward and upward only. Every ache, every pain, you gotta go. You got to go. You see, sometimes you have to rewind back the tape because some people don't get it until they get it. You have to rewind it back and listen to it again. You have to listen to it again because some people don't get it in them spirit. So you have to go back and listen until you get it in your spirit. The word of God works. Does the word fail? But here what happened? If I said, you know, I don't want fire, I'll come to Wednesday. And the glory fell in the service on Wednesday. And I remember that particular Wednesday, the glory fell. Pastor was talking about power and authority and healing and speak right. You must speak right. Don't use your mouth to confess, said how you feel and what the doctor said, because the Holy Spirit don't want to know what the doctor said. The Holy Spirit already know. So say what the word said. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. Two tools. One lady come up to me and she said, oh, my arm will kill me. After she already get the word, and she come and tell me. I said, then, beloved, me can't pray for you, know, because you said, arm will kill you. So you have to go change, you know, that talk. You have to go, what you call? By your words, you've been justified. By your words, you being condemned. And our tongue is powerful. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. And whatever you said, you will reap. Some of us is reaping some things now, which is whenever I just say it now, because remember, the word is seed and it's gone out there. And they're gonna bring forth. So why can't we say, I'm a millionaire, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am strong? Why? Because you feel weak? Why? Because you don't have the million in the bank? You see, this is only limitation on us. This is not real me. The real me is my spirit. And the word is spirit. And that's why Jesus said, who that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if me keep saying, I never have. Every time I work, I get my wages in my right and gone in the left. What you think gonna happen? Every wages that you get, zoom, you're gonna go. Because the little that the righteous man have is better than the riches that many wicked. So instead I take the little, I'm putting the palm of God's hand. I said, Father, I thank you for this little. This little will do a lot. This little will spread. This little is blessed because it's in the hand of the righteous. And I am blessed. But I'm so ungrateful that when I get the money, I said, soon as I get it in the right, it gone in the left. Poor me, poor me. I can't make it. Poor me, me always 666666. Waiting up, you're going to be 666666. You're going to be broke. Because it's what you said you're going to get. And some things when we say no, we are reaping later on in the future because we're being saved few years ago, few months ago, and we never kill that seed. We never destroy that seed. So that's why we are reaping the harvest now. That's why we're reaping it now. But don't be like Thomas. I only believe because I see. No. I already see it. I already see it in the spirit. I believe because I know that he is risen. I know. I wasn't there, but I know that he is risen. I know that he gives us power and authority over every element. Please stand. Please stand. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, Father. I got for it. And it will bring forth fruits. 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 Thank you for your word, Father. Thank you. Our brothers and sisters being healed. Our brothers and sisters being strengthened. Mighty God, they will come back with testimony. They are making progress. They are women of destiny. They are women of greatness. They will do great things. Your people is people that making progress. They are moving forward and upward. They are blessed. Every plan of the enemy, every assignment of the enemy, every expectation of the enemy be turned upside down and render into powder. Every expectation of the enemy be paralyzed and rendered into powder in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Thank you.